He can have it anytime he wants it. They keep having all these interruptions.
Why don't you take it back now?
Okay. You take it back.
Go put it on hold.
I wanted to say something else.
Oh, he wanted to say something else. Okay, you better
help. George is beginning the commercial. I have only one thing to say.
You're lucky if you get it out.
Like to say, and then I will give this phone back, that I believe that I have never been treated so rudely. There are ones on your place who have some interest in what is happening in your universe. I'm not even going to bother to answer to you. Well, I'm glad you read something, sir, and the Globe is exactly the place where you should read it. I would like to say to your listeners who might be interested in something besides penises, sexual activities, hot dogs, and fullbacks, are you there? Are you there? You may as well take the phone. He does not want to hear anything of any importance whatsoever.
Oh, breathless.
Gone. Of course he's gone. Please do. Demand that you get the number on. Because, you see, immediately ones begin to listen to me. You can play the game, but ones will always show their true colors. And to cut off a serious statement, you see, they had gone through and they had monitored one's calling. And each one got sillier than the last. Now, this is something that George has to go through all the time. So let's have some compassion for him. Ones want to play in their silly games. They are terrified of the truth. And a little bit of terror is good and healthy. You'll see at least three of these people, as you listen to this tape back, suggested that this one needed to be locked up. Right after this one asked for her name and number. This is the level of growth. This is what is presented unto the masses. The Inquirer General of the World Headquarters. And I sound silly? And let's have it, you know, right off the bat. Everything about the universe. What are you here for? I think maybe I do have tears once in a while myself. And where I'm locked into it like this. All of you have heard it from the nasty voice that comes on anonymous and says, what's the ignition in your car every time you turn it on? It is because man is terrified. Man is terrified. This cannot be all there is. Man cries out. And what of the children this time of the day home to listen? And maybe they can't watch television, but they might get away with listening to the radio while they do their homework or something. What about the little Michaels that call in who are 9 years old? That's how old this child was. And there's no way to talk to him. Because Mouse comes in and says, what do you think about that woman? Well, I think she sounds like a lady from America who's mixed up. And what is this child to think? When the Inquirer General wants to know how Pleiadians have sex. And then he plays with the telephone, with the line. When he asks something about how many somethings I had. And then after I said one, he cut it off, you see. You could hear it. Well, I'm gonna have one too. Don't lose your sense of humor, or you will feel completely swamped. You see, the secondary part is you don't have to put up with it. I'm telling this for George.
Right.
And Desiree. You don't have to put up with it. When they are rude and obnoxious, just announce that they have absolutely no desire to hear you whatsoever. And therefore, there's no point in continuing and get off the line. You don't have to stand for this abuse. And you see, he knew I was going to say it. And therefore, he cut me off. Because when a planet of people has reached the level of this kind of sick humor, when everything about you is in trouble, it goes beyond humor. Because you must keep your sense of humor. But you also have to understand what causes the fabric, the moral decay. Because where your interest lies, there will your heart be also. And if it's to make fun of anyone who comes to try and help, or offer a hand, this man would slay the Christ if he stood before him. I can guarantee it. It may help you to understand what happened in Galilee, in Jerusalem. One thing, if you zap me right now, oh, the temptation is great. Let us just look at that. Supposing Hatton zapped him. What does he mean by that? Kill him? Touche. I suddenly hope someone will write that to him.
going to visit us back then?
I think this is good news.
All the Palm Beaches at my camp.
Of course not.
We had a very lovely group of people at the Atlantic Ship in Sheraton. And I think George and I felt that the group was over 100 people. And they were the most polite, integrated, interested group of people, I think, that we've ever had. It was really nice.
Of course not. These are not the only ones. There are many ones now tuned into that program, about ready to slice that man's ears off. But you see, these ones won't call into programs like that. You will only get the little cute ones, the little silly ones. From your anus. Well, I have one too. Yes, and that's when I said, I know where your head is. Well, undoubtedly God did it again. Did anyone hear me say other than I was from God? These are the clowns. Bring on the clowns. And I would say, in regards to your Khazarian inquiries, you see, if these are the ones protecting you, don't have very much to worry about, do you? There is no counting or discounting in an encounter like this. It's just a little few minutes of stupidity, just foolishness. And if that made his day, I hope that it made his day.
It didn't.
But you see, I know that as he took me off the air, there were many hearings. Many hearings. They neither have time to make a phone call. If they have a reasonable question, they would not be allowed through at any rate. But this kind of a person truly embarrasses anyone with any kind of reasoning intelligence. It was just an encounter. It could be with a kook. He has no way, nobody on that other end has any way to judge whether or not Tatton is a kook or this woman's a kook or George Green is a kook. You cannot lay forth anything. You see, ones are daring me or God or anyone coming as a messenger, doesn't matter who it is. In 6 seconds or less, convince me. Well, number one, they don't want convincing. They certainly will not allow any convincing. And they're already trying to think of the next cute thing they can say. So you have to understand that it's just a program. And if you only touch one out there in the car, and there were a lot in the car because we got 2 phone calls from cellular phones. Somebody will hear. Somebody will hear. And it will ring through, and that's all that's required. You cannot do more than that. It is not expected. And if you, in fact, do more than that, they'll shut you down. So you may as well. It's like Desiree sitting there laughing with them while he gets hysterical. It is funny. You may as well laugh with it. It is not easy for the speaker. I really had trouble keeping Dorma down because she had plenty to say. Now, wouldn't that have been why? I'll show you where your head is. So we have to measure what we do. But these are the ones that will try you worse than the... There is no question, ask and reason, to upset anyone. Any question. There is no question mundane enough. If your heart really wants to know how a Pleiadian makes love or has sex or whatever you want to call it, if that is asked in sincere desire to know more about your brother, that is a superb question. But as to ridicule is exactly what they did to Jesus the Christ in that council room, do you see? Oh, are you God, the King of the Jews? Except they didn't say Jews, did they? They said Hebrews. That got changed. Let me spread my cloak before you, sir. And let me just pour a little bit of your blood on it. How about this little crown of thorns? Or let's make a nice little motion picture and we'll hang you on the cross and we'll give you visions of making love to a prostitute. That's the mentality that I am speaking of. Not even the humor. Of course it's funny. A female voice says, I'm a male commander and my name is Ceres. Oh, the goddess of mother. No, what? I don't know what he said. He was stupid. I should have told him what Jack means. Inquirer general of the world. He doesn't even take himself seriously, does he? Why should you expect him to take anyone else seriously? Just know, those are not the important things. But this is what man does to goodness. And I'm big enough, it doesn't matter to me. I'm a long way away. I do care what happens to you once. I don't like to see you once hurt. And you see, that's when Hatan reforms. When I feel her bewildered, or I have to witness what they will say to George, or I read these letters, and yet for every tiny word of negativity, you get 100. Do you see? Man is screaming out for truth and love and something worthy. Don't let these idiots discourage you. If that is what is your enemy, you have no enemy. He does himself in. He is an amusement. And ones call in because he's an amusement. You will have not heard the end of it. And yes, I'll be glad to take him on again. I will finish my statement. It'll be harder for him to shut me off at the top part of a little visit. Now let's get back into this room.
Good.
It's been a long afternoon. We need a break. Is there anything anyone would like to inquire? Well, I can see everybody would just like me to shut up and get out of here for a minute.
I don't know about that anymore.
Your ring of fire is on the move again. Watch for it in the Aleutians. Australia. You see, in the outback of Australia, nobody notices what goes on. The Aborigines are having council meetings because of volcanoes, which they call the green ant sleeping or rumbling. Now, there are several things I'm glad you asked, because I wanted to point out something to you. Watch I don't know what to tell you to watch. There's nothing worthy of watching. But be aware, it will come into your attention. Some of you will flash by something that will, you know, trigger. The green ants are awake. There are such things as green ants. And they dwell in the underground. And if you can find any of you, if you can find the motion picture where the green ants dream, get it. And as soon as Al shows Dorma how to use the confounded VCRs, we'll get some coffee. She cannot even make it play on the television. And with any kind of luck, she's not erased anything. But I kept everybody so busy, there has not been time for this. But put it on your list for the green ants dream.
Are they dangerous?
Not as such. But they hibernate for long years. They tend the underground world. And they sleep. And the greatest fear of the Aborigines, you see, because of their prophecies and the cycles, they know the underground is in churning, in turmoil. And they call that, don't wait for the ants. They don't like the explorations going on for the minerals in Australia because they fear the green ants will wake up. And when the green ants wake up and move toward the east, that is a very bad omen for them. The green ants are awake and they are above the ground now and they are stripping trees and plants.
Like rummaging the ants.
And right now, during these weeks, there is great activity under the earth in Australia. And the ants are coming. They're awake now and they're coming to the surface. And the Aborigines, you see, quit their dream time several years ago. And they're waiting. They're waiting. They know we're at the time of renewal. So you're having that sort of thing happen. And the manifestation, you see, it is at a level of the Ring of Fire that is now coming forth. After centuries, I believe now in retrospect, after I wrote the other day, I just said centuries. I believe it is. You see, I have as much trouble with all of your little landmarks as I do from my vantage point, looking when one says, what is this constellation of stars that looks like an M? I see them from a different vantage point, and I don't see any that look like that. So I have to go and pinpoint what I see or what I'm being fed back as far as coordinates, and then I have to look it up against your listing of things. But I believe that this is the first time in like 6 or 8 centuries that this particular volcano has erupted. So this tells you that this is coming from a different level of the regular active volcanic eruption. Now, why does it happen? One reason is that in the Philippines, a lot of stuff has gone on underneath that mountain. It isn't getting over half of Clark Air Force Base for nothing. A lot has gone on in that mountain, and underground tunneling, etc. I'm not going to go into that. This gets onto the area of very, very special information. That could be extremely dangerous to you. Pinto's tubal is not an accident. Neither is it an act of nature. It will produce the same effect as an act of nature. Just know it's a clue to watch. But the fact that you have had two on the ring of fire indicates that this one was triggered either intentionally or by movement of the ring of fire. Either way, it's important. And you can be watching for more activity. More important for you ones is why do you have this kind of weather in June?
Can I report something in the paper so they get back to me about that?
Yes, I'd love to hear it.
Well, you'll love this. Weekly cross reports issued Monday showed increased deterioration of winter wheat from diseases such as scab, gum moth, and rust spread quickly in the hot, humid conditions of late May. Ratings of poor or very poor were reported by state agriculture statistics in 2/3 of the wheat crop in Missouri, 3/5 in Illinois, and 1/4 in Indiana. The Agriculture Department has projected that a tree phase would produce 40% of the 1990 crop. Missouri's wheat crop condition deteriorated quickly as the poor and very poor ranking shot up 72%. What they're saying is the wheat crops are pretty much gone.
Can I have that?
No. That's right.
Yeah. I've been waiting for that.
And this is the weather report, basically, the with weather management.
This is unheard of around this country. This is the kind of weather, and if it goes on into thunder showers, storms here, this is August weather, late August weather for this area.
There was a high blanketing practically the whole United States in the paper showing up here.
Well, look at your tornadoes and, just...
Probably all the way across the country.
They're trying to do two things. They're making a point, and they're going to try and convince you that it has to do with those oil fires in Kuwait, which also, let's have a little fun this afternoon. Let's talk about these things. After all of this to do, out of 600 or 700 oil fires, they get 137 of them out, and then what do they say? We can't get close to the ones that are bombed out and have a pool of burning oil. We're going to have to put a canister in there and explode it.
Well, it's about time.
Isn't it?
Should have done it.
If they had done it in the beginning, they could have put everyone out in one afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So you know there was no intention of doing so. None. Zero.
What percentage of them were set afire by the U.S. forces or the alliance?
At least a third. Maybe more. Deliberately with napalm. And your reporters, right there with your cameras, watch your men load them onto your plane.
What about our young people that are over there that know what's going on? Are they going to get back?
Some of them will be kept, just exactly like they have in Vietnam. Or they will be brought in, and we will just call it brainwashing for lack of better terminology. It's more extensive than that. But many will end up missing. There will be some more, quote, accidents to account for getting rid of some of them. You're going to have to face the truth. How is it that you have one Scud missile come in and hit a barracks and wipe out that many men or that many people? Why were they all in that building? Because they had all been told, if there was a warning, to go inside. It doesn't matter how they got caught. And to have total failure of the anti-missile system and then to come forth and say, well, they were working on it, they didn't think, but because it was being overused and et cetera, the computer failed. Face it, precious ones. The ones in the barracks knew too much. Who has word from our friend.